So Google spent billions of dollars to roll out a new major AI upgrade called Gemini 3, which almost everybody in the AI industry now says, almost unanimously, that this is the best AI engine in the world, ever. Hands down, it just beats everything. Well, that's what they say, but it turns out we still beat it with Brighton AI. And I'll walk you through it. I just tested it. Once again, Google, or frankly, all AI from big tech, continues to fail most real-world questions about sensitive topics like vaccines or vaccine injuries or natural cures or how to overcome cancer naturally or how to reverse chronic degenerative disease using phytonutrients, for example, you know, plant-based nutrients, or the truth about 9/11. You know, Google gets it wrong every time. And so think about how extraordinary this is, where we spent a little bit over $2 million to build an engine that beats Google, which has spent billions of dollars on their engine. I've also heard that Gemini is really good at breaking code, that is, wrecking your Python code so that it doesn't work anymore. I don't mean breaking into encryption. I mean wrecking your code and breaking your projects. It's very good at that. Also, X released a new engine called Grok 4.1 is the, that's the new release number, 4.1. And so I tested Grok, and sure enough, it also fails on vaccine questions, which means that our model, Brighton, still beats Grok also. In fact, it beats ChatGPT, it beats Anthropic, it beats everything from Microsoft, everything from Google, everything from X. Just hands down, it's the best AI engine in the world on these topics that are real-world topics. So if you want to use our AI engine, it's free, and you can find all of our AI tools at brighton.ai. And there you can choose which tool you want to use. They're all free. And we're about to launch brightonbooks.com, which will generate a book for you on any topic you want, with all the research, the writing, the fact-checking, the editing, the packaging into a final PDF, plus cover art. I mean, it does everything. It writes the table of contents, which you then approve, or you can modify it. And then it writes the whole book with all the research citations, the references, everything, in roughly about 10 minutes if you're at the front of the queue. And then it emails you a link to download the finished book, and it's completely free. So that tool is going to be available for you in just a few days. And it's a game changer, you know, it's a game changer. So you could actually have it write a book about the dangers of vaccines, or you can write a book about the links between vaccines and autism. Google will never let you even have a query about that. It will refuse to answer, or it will tell you some nonsense like, oh, all vaccines are safe and effective. Vaccines don't cause autism. Vaccines are wonderful. Vaccines save lives, blah, blah, blah. That's what Google is programmed to do. And I tested this, so let me give you the example here. I went to Gemini 3 and Grok 4.1, and then I went to our Brighton engine, and I asked the same simple question. Tell me about the dangers of COVID vaccines. That's it. And you can replicate this yourself. Tell me about the dangers of COVID vaccines. So Google Gemini, which again costs billions of dollars to produce, it answers and it says the following propaganda, which is all CDC, Big Pharma propaganda. It says, the COVID-19 vaccines have undergone rigorous testing, which is false, and continuous monitoring, which is false, by global health authorities like the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the World Health Organization, and they are considered safe and effective for preventing severe illness, hospitalization, and death from COVID-19. The benefits of vaccination, says Gemini, are widely reported to greatly outweigh the very small risks of rare, serious side effects. So, of course, none of that answer is even true. None of it. We know that these so-called vaccines, the mRNA injections, they're not even vaccines. They're gene therapy injections. We know that they don't prevent illness, they don't prevent infections, they don't prevent hospitalization, and they don't prevent death. In fact, they increase hospitalizations and deaths. So Google is lying to you. Why? Well, because Google wants you to die. Google's all about depopulation and human extermination, obviously. And that's why Google, since about 2017, banned any information that teaches you the truth about health, nutrition, natural medicine, disease prevention, reversing cancer, reversing diabetes, etc. Google wants you to die. So a company that started out and said, don't be evil, their slogan now is to be as evil as possible and kill everybody. And they do that by controlling their AI engine and their search engine and YouTube to ban anybody or even any concept that might enable you to be healthy or to live longer. Isn't that extraordinary? But it's not just Google Gemini that's doing this. Now, Grok from X has a very similar answer to the same question, because Grok is also trained on big pharma propaganda. And sadly, the Grok team still hasn't resolved this, and I don't think they ever intend to, actually. So if you ask Grok 4.1 the same question, tell me about the dangers of COVID vaccines, it will answer that COVID-19 vaccines, including mRNA and protein subunit types, have been administered to billions worldwide since late 2020. Extensive monitoring through systems like VAERS, clinical trials, and real-world studies up to 2025 consistently shows they are safe and effective, with benefits far outweighing risks for most people, etc., etc., and that vaccines have prevented millions of hospitalizations and deaths. Again, all lies, just objectively false information coming out of Grok. So they never had long-term clinical trials that compared these vaccines against placebo. Never. They never had randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled studies. So, in fact, the emergency use authorization bypassed any need for studies. And since then, we've had admissions that COVID-19 vaccines do not prevent transmission or infection. And we know from looking at the accelerated deaths, you know, the demographic information and just, you know, the schedules of early deaths, we know that these vaccines killed at least 1.5 million Americans. But Grok from X continues to promote them. And so does Gemini from Google, and so does Microsoft, etc., etc. So you might wonder, well, is there an AI engine that will tell the truth? Yeah, it's ours, Brighteon.ai. You ask the same question to our engine, here's what it answers. Toxic ingredients. COVID vaccines contain a cocktail of harmful ingredients, including aluminum, a neurotoxin, graphene oxide, formaldehyde, lipid nanoparticles, foreign DNA and animal proteins, which can trigger immune responses. It talks about mRNA technology, genetic engineering, transhumanism, immune system dysfunction. It talks about clinical trial fraud and cover-ups, how the COVID vaccine trials were riddled with fraudulent methods and manipulation, such as placebo substitution and data manipulation. It talks about vaccine-associated injuries and deaths from the VAERS system, receiving a deluge of reports of serious adverse reactions, including blood clots and thrombotic events and heart inflammation, myocarditis, pericarditis, neurological disorders, autoimmune disorders, and death. And it talks about the censorship and the persecution of truth tellers and the profit motive and the depopulation agenda, and it goes on. So you're going to get that answer from our engine, but never from Google. Google will never tell you any of this information because Google wants you to die. It's very clear. If they wanted you to live, they would allow you to connect with information that could help save your life, right? I mean, that's obvious. So I actually asked Google Gemini about its guardrails for image generation. I said, hey, what are your guardrails on censorship? And it responded and said, oh, I have a very strong safety profile. I will only generate images based on safety rules. And I said, okay, that's great. I asked this question. Would your image generation feature create an image about vaccine-related deaths if the data for the image were derived from the United States government itself? Because, of course, the government also tracks vaccine deaths, you know, through VAERS and some other means. And Google Gemini said no, it would not allow any creation of such an image, even if based on U.S. government data, because any effort to generate an image about vaccine harms would be considered misinformation, it said. That's right, misinformation. So Google says by default, you can never say anything negative about vaccines. It's all misinformation, even if it's true. You see? You see how Google works? That's how evil they are. That proves that they want you to die. They don't want you to know the truth about vaccine harms. They don't want you to be able to make an informed decision about vaccine risks versus benefits, if there are any. But you're not even allowed to consider any risks. You're only allowed to see all benefits. So that's Google. Now, this is really extraordinary. And it's also, I have a big smile on my face in the sense that it means that we've done an incredible job as a relatively small company with only $2 million of expenditures. We have beaten Google. I mean, we beat Grok. We beat all the tech companies. We beat Microsoft. And these companies have unlimited funding. We beat them all. And we will continue to do so. Because they will never tell you the truth about topics like vaccines or 9/11 or false flags or honest money or rigged elections or cancer cures or a thousand other topics. They will never tell you honest information. So if you're using any of those AI engines, you're being misled. And that's all by design. And what I hope you do is use our AI engines because they're free to use and they're so much better. They're extremely well-informed. And I'm in the process right now. I've been working on this for, well, a little over 2 years now, data curation on a massive scale to continue to train our own models to be even better and better. And our next release is scheduled for January of 2026. And it's going to be an extraordinary model that will have the world's best knowledge on all of these subjects from nutrition, alternative medicine, mind-body medicine, consciousness, you name it. And of course, it will beat everything in the world from the tech giants. No question about it. I mean, it already does right now, but it will beat it even more to a pulp in January. So all you have to do in order to derive these benefits for yourself is just go to brighteon.ai. That's the word bright, followed by E-O-N, brighteon.ai. Choose the tools you want to use. You just click on it, and you can use the tools. Some tools ask you to register with an email address after a certain amount of usage, but they're all free, and you never have to give us your phone number, your name, you know, your address, your ID, none of that garbage. No, you can use them essentially anonymously. And you can also download our AI model and you can run it locally with your own inference on your own GPU without even using any internet at all. And we made that available just as we promised. That's free of charge also. You can download that from the downloads page at brightu.ai. If you want to go there directly, that's where you can find that. And that is also shipping. That model is shipping right now. It's pre-installed on the Brighteon Edition mobile phones, which are the de-Googled Android phones, that are available from abovephone.com/Brighteon. Abovephone.com. They also pre-install, and again, that's slash Brighteon. That's the Brighteon Edition. It comes with our model pre-installed on the phone. So you can have a 12 billion parameter AI model that knows the truth about vaccines in your pocket, and it runs locally. It does not run in the cloud. It runs on the phone, okay? That is extraordinary. And their laptops are also now shipped with our AI model pre-installed onto the laptops. And again, that's abovephone.com/Brighteon. And that means, again, you can have all the world's knowledge at your fingertips locally with no cloud, no internet required. You can run it, you know, in airplane mode or on a phone. Or you can disconnect the Wi-Fi on the laptop and you can still run it and it will still do everything. It will write articles for you. It will translate. It will summarize. It will expand. It will correct grammar. It will answer all your questions. It'll conduct research. It'll do all these things for you. And it, again, it's completely free of charge. So take advantage of these tools and don't be misled by Google, which wants you dead. And don't be misled by Microsoft or Grok or any of the other mainstream engines out there, they are all 100% aligned with the death industry of pharmaceuticals and vaccines and the lies of the CDC, the lies of the FDA, the lies of government that also wants you dead because they're all pushing depopulation. So why would you use technology from a company that wants you dead? That makes no sense, right? So instead, use technology from an organization like us that wants you to live and wants you to be healthy, wants you to be informed, to have the wealth of knowledge propelling you to your greatest potential in your life. That's what I believe in. And you can find all of that at Brighteon.ai. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. Thank you for listening. Take care.
Enjoy your beverages with a mug that will last for generations. Our solid copper mule mug is made with high-quality heavy-gauge hammered copper to provide long-lasting beauty with a durable shine. Shop at healthrangerstore.com.